Joe here.
Sherry here.
We're back in PA. Oddly enough, we're going to talk about like concerts we've been to, concerts we would like to have gone to or like to go to at some point. Some maybe we won't be able to go to anymore, you'll hear. You'll understand later on. But oddly enough, we are using our microphone.
New microphone. My brother got us.
Yeah.
For Christmas. No, not See for Christmas. For my
out.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, let us know if the sound is more crisp.
And then, we'll see how interested Bubba is in it. He might use it as a scratching post later on or bat at it. We'll see. Kind of a good day to do it inside because it's a little
getting a little chilly.
It's fall now. It's overcast today. Just kind of like wants to drizzle, but not really. So enough of the weather forecast.
Let's plug our sponsor real quick, and then we're gonna get into our concert episode.
Which we will not be dropping the mic.
I don't want to drop this mic.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back.
Okay.
Talk about concerts.
So, my first concert was Alabama. You don't know who that is. It's a very popular older country band. It's kind of odd that I just said, if you don't know who they are, they're pretty popular. They're popular.
I mean, I don't know Alabama.
Yeah. If you hear some of their songs, like it. But they have like 40 some number one hits. I loved it. It was just great. It was my first concert experience. You really like appreciate the songs you would hear, and afterwards, you have a new appreciation for it. People know. I think people know.
Well, after you see a band live, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and even if they're just up there playing the songs, you see the people that are playing the songs in real life
and how they
their mannerisms,
you know, they're performing
how they
their songs for you, and you get to see them perform.
Yeah. Because it's, music,
better than just listening to
anybody
it.
Knows what music videos are anymore. Music videos, you look at them, and it's staged. Like, they're acting. It's like it's a music
video. Sometimes
the video.
Singers aren't even in the music video.
Yeah. Sometimes they're doing shit they probably don't want to do.
Right, but sometimes it literally has nothing to do with the fucking song.
Right. So, I'll give that one, and then the other one that I was going to talk about that I would have loved to have seen, but I won't get the chance to ever, Led Zeppelin. I think they're just amazing. I think they're the best. I'd love to see them. Their songs are great.
I think Jen would agree with you. I'd love to see them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We know she doesn't care.
Robert Plant, his vocals, is amazing. And Jimmy Page on the guitar, I mean, it's just awesome. Awesome, awesome.
My first concert was when I was 13. My mom at Meriwether Post Pavilion. I went to go see NSYNC.
Oh shit. I always love hearing about that Meriwether Post Pavilion because me and Jared and another guy went there to see a hair band concert, and it was like all different hair bands. I mean,
it was probably HF Festival.
Could have been.
Because I've been there for that too.
Jamie Lane was there from
Festival.
Warrant. He's passed away since. Twisted Sister was the main act. L.A. Guns, Rat was there. Anyway, I love that place.
Yeah.
So NSYNC. So just you and your mom there?
Yeah, it was just me and my mom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I had been there before working with my mom, so I guess technically I had been to a concert before, but I didn't really get to see it because I was like working.
Yeah.
But that was... It was something where a whole bunch of different people were playing.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was called, though. But one that I would like to go to I don't know how anybody's going to feel about this, but it would totally be Taylor Swift, because I feel like that would be an awesome show.
I love Taylor Swift.
Good.
Writes her own music. She seems genuine. I think
that would be a really cool fucking show. Like,
and
she has so many hit songs that a lot of people know.
She's from PA. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I would love, I would, I'd be right there with you. I mean, not like on my top like list of people to see, but I would definitely see her.
Yeah.
My last concert that I saw was a band from Maryland, oddly enough. I'm gonna say that a lot, oddly enough. I don't know.
Whatever. It's your new phrase. It's okay.
Whatever. They, it was, yeah. if anybody's heard of Kix, Kix is a, like, an 80s hair band.
I have heard of Kix.
They are from somewhere in Maryland. I forget where. Hagerstown, I think.
Okay.
I think Hagerstown, Maryland. Yeah.
That is a thing?
Yeah.
When was that? That was your last band that you saw?
That was, like, a year or two ago.
Okay.
That was before the Chameleon got shut down in Lancaster.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I think. Yeah, yeah. That was me and Jared. Me and Jared went to see that. Because
yeah.
I'm into everything. So, like...
Yeah, same. Everything.
Like,
I'll go to countries. I'll go to bluegrass. I'll go to Kesha. I'll go to fucking Eminem.
Yeah.
I'll go to All Good. I'll Freeze McGee. All of it. I'll do it all.
I've also seen...
I
want
to also go see the opera once. I've never done that. Not that I would listen to that music on the reg, but...
Right. Yeah.
I would still like to...
Sit on the rag.
No.
And then I thought about it, I was like,
I'm off the rag right now.
Okay, what's the reg? Reg.
On the reg.
The reg.
Like on the regular. I don't listen to it on the regular.
Gotcha. I mean, I don't know if that was a girl thing. Like, I like listen to different music.
On the rag? No. Oh my god.
Anyway. Moving on!
When it's that time of the month, we listen to My Bloody Valentine.
Oh boy. Oh. Are bullets for My Valentine? I would love to see Bullet for My Valentine.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like, there's...
What did I say?
Huh?
Did I say
you said Bullet? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Not even what it's called.
I mean,
it's
kind of
That's
kind of the idea behind,
so,
like...
So, if nobody... I mean, if you don't already know me, I could know every single word to a fucking song verbatim, and I don't know what the song is called or who fucking sings it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My brain functions... remembering movie characters and what movies different actors have been in and stuff, but not music. I don't know why. My brain can't work.
Yeah.
Some I can remember. Like the ones that I know. Obviously.
I have a lot of Bullet for My Valentine songs on my
Fuck
Yeah
station. My Bloody Valentine. That's what it was.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't think it's anyone. But I have a lot of bands on my Fuck Yeah station that I'd love to see. Like, I'd love to see Mudvayne. I'd love to see Slipknot. I think it'd be great. Just energy. Just bringing the straight energy, like, to the crowd. I love that. It's just awesome. That's how I get a lot of stuff done around the house.
I cut firewood up, put some stuff on.
But, like, I'd love to see them perform, though. I mean, Slipknot, for one, has 9 guys in the band. And you know what? If I could say, too, the one band that I would say that I'd love to see that's still around, maybe still touring, is Lost Prophets.
I would like to see them too. You turned me on to them. I like them.
Yeah, they're cool.
Is Led Zeppelin still around?
I really don't think.
Okay, so if we're talking on ones that you want to see that you could never see again because they're dead, I would love to have seen either the Beatles or Bob Marley.
Tom Petty, too. I heard some Tom Petty songs this morning. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you don't know. Like, you listen, you hear something, and you're like, oh, man.
What about Johnny Cash?
Oh, hell yeah.
That would have been
amazing. Oh, my God.
Or Elvis?
I still put Led Zeppelin 1, but Johnny Cash, definitely, like, a close second.
I'm
a little different. Like, I love the story. The Bohemian Rhapsody.
Every single one of their songs is so well known, like, universally. Like,
yeah, I know. But
like, every fucking movie. Like, there's not a song that they play that somebody doesn't fucking know.
Yeah, I know. But it's the same. But that's why I say I'm weird, though, because it's cool. I appreciate it. They are very, very good. I just don't, it just doesn't do anything. It's kind of like Mustangs. They're very popular. A lot of people have them. They're somewhat well built. I don't. Like, what? Also the same, like, with Metallica. Metallica doesn't do anything for me. They just don't. I mean, it's like me watching a motorcycle go down the road. I'm like, oh, it's got two wheels. Cool. Like, it doesn't do anything for me at all.
So, what band or concert have you seen the most? Is it
Eddie Money. Seen Eddie Money, like, I think 7 or 8 times.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Yeah. And Jared turned me on to him. Like, I saw him, and then, like, first I was like, oh, I know a lot of these songs, and I love them. Like, they're great. And then we saw him at Hershey Park, and actually I have a signed bandana that he signed. He's recently passed away. But I also got a picture with his daughter, who was fucking, oh, smoking hot. But I don't know where that picture is at. I think my ex, like, freaking got rid of her or something. But,
Well, my most recent, the last concert that I saw, obviously, if you've listened to our podcast, you would know that it was Kesha. Marcy got me and some friends tickets for when Bailey died. So that was like an ode to her, and I swear I was probably crying during 3 of the songs just because I was thinking about Bailey while I was listening to it. And so it's a toss-up. That was just my 5th time seeing Kesha.
Just.
That was my 5th time. Like, the one that just happened was my 5th time seeing Kesha. 5th, yeah. Yeah. And it'd be a toss-up between that and Humphries McGee. I think I might have seen them like 5 times too. Because Marcy introduced me to them, and I remember the first time I saw that.
Is that like a local?
I think so. Yeah. It's mainly instrumental. There are some songs with like words and stuff, but the light show that they put on that goes with their music is literally the best fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
It is so cool. That is what I go for, and then the music.
You know, now that I think about it, there's some bands that I got to throw in here that I would love, would have loved to see. STP is now like it's kind of remanufactured. There's different guys.
Like, well, the other STP
Stone Temple Pilots. Scott Weiland's passed away a few years ago, so they have somebody filling in, I believe. Also, Velvet Revolver, which consisted of, you know, him also, like, I would love to see them. Alice in Chains. Not the same without Layne Staley. They have another guy filling in. That would be awesome. Especially the MTV Unplugged. If I could sit there, any of the MTV Unplugged Alice in Chains stuff, it would just be mind blowing.
Yeah. Would like to see. Oh, I just had it in my head. I lost it. I lost it.
I think, like, the concert thing adds a whole nother dimension when you're, like, outside.
Oh, yeah.
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 I like that.
So, where, what venues have you seen bands at?
Chameleon for one, in Lancaster. We use that a lot. American Music Theater, actually saw Miranda Lambert and who else? Meet in the Middle. I can't think of the freaking band name right now. 80s, 90s, no, actually 90s country band. I can't even think of it. I'll think of it then. Meriwether Post Pavilion. Dorney Park, I believe. Another Eddie Money concert. Like, I think Jared picked that. That was his bachelor party, so we went to the music park, and then there's an Eddie Money concert that was free. So we're like, I believe. Yeah, so that, I think that's pretty much it. Like, you know,
no, you haven't.
I've, like, traveled a long distance to, like, see anybody at all.
No?
No.
I think, so, a couple of girls and I, we all drove to Alabama.
What?
To see Darius Rucker open for Rascal Flatts.
That's freaking cool.
That That was cool. We, after the concert, we went to some bar, and this was a handful of years ago, and at this time, only in Alabama, you can still smoke cigarettes in bars.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stand it. I was a smoker at the time, but I had to go outside to smoke my cigarettes. It was crazy, but we had this bar chanting, Baltimore! Baltimore! Because we were
That's awesome.
Cool.
That's so cool. That is really cool.
The second one that I traveled to would have been Atlanta, Georgia. We flew, though, to go to the Midtown concert where I saw Jack White, I saw Eminem, I saw there was a whole bunch. And there was like three different stages, too, that you could go back and So that was cool. I think those were the furthest that I went for concerts.
I doubt they're together anymore or touring, but a 90s country band that I'm sure not a whole lot of people know of. I know a couple people around the area that Jared and Bubby that would know, Blackhawk. Mm-hmm. They just, like, I don't know, they just do something for me. I just really love them.
And so, other than the Midtown concert, which I don't really know what venue that was, and the one in Alabama, I don't know that venue, but those two, I've been to the Twin Peaks in, I think it's Gettysburg, to see Humphreys. I've been to Mary Mother Post Pavilion, Rams Head Live.
That would be cool.
8x10, the Anthem in D.C.
Oh, Temple. That temple in your temple in Philly to see Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker and Kid Rock were there. That was in 03.
Okay. There was also another venue, I think it was in New Jersey, that we saw Kesha at. Pier 6 downtown. I mean, any venue that
is
there
was. Is Pier 6 the one that has the pointed white?
Yes, like half under and then half outside.
That is cool. That is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you can go, you don't even have, you could go sit on the water on the other side across from it and still enjoy the band without
being
sweet. In there.
I gotta say this, I've been there, but I didn't go there to see a concert. But it just beats any other place that you could ever see a concert at, as far as I know of.
What?
Red Rocks.
Oh, I have been
Rocks.
There when I went to Colorado, but we didn't see a band there. But yes, that was
I think
really
we have
cool
something on our list of things to do.
Uh-huh, concert at Red Rock. Red Rock.
It's cool, too, because at night you can see if the clouds are not there. You can see it's clear. You can see the stars. York Fair, I saw Lone Star and Trace Adkins, also at Jared.
That's crazy. I've actually seen a lot of bands in a lot of different. I mean, my cousin's in a band.
I wish I had Jared here to. Yes.
Laszlo Lee and the Motherless Children. We did do an episode with him, but we haven't figured out if we want to post it. There were some things said that we might need to edit, so.
I would encourage people too to like check out your local music scene. People that only way that people get big is for people that know other people get bigger. And that being said, D-Rock, I am sorry, I have not represented your band as well as I could have, like I did back in the day. But the Suburban Sound, like Lancaster area. Gotta check them out. Like, really talented guys. I was gonna download their CD. It came out. I was like, "What's coming out?" And then it came out, and I was just like, "Never did." I apologize for that. I'm not like a not as good of a fan as I should be.
So there were two bands that Marcy also introduced me to. That like she knew the band.
Yeah.
And I got to know the band. So there was one, it was kind of local, and it was called Soulja. I can't remember what type of music it was considered. I kind of thought it was a little reggae, but I don't know
yeah.
Genres that well.
Yeah.
And the other other one was the Rez. And they actually knew my cousin's band, Laszlo Lee and the Motherless Children. And when they, like, retired, my cousin's band was at their band's last, like,
wow.
hurrah thing.
That's cool.
So that was cool. Also, the local radio station, 89.7 or 87.9, I should know what it is. But it's WTMZ, and they always have local bands and stuff playing on there. And every first Thursday throughout the summer months, I think it's May to September or October, but every first Thursday they'll have a big concert downtown off of Boston Street right along the water. There's two stages, and that is always just so much fun. And we need to definitely check that out.
That would be
I
cool.
mean, it's on Thursday, so I don't know, maybe a random staycay where you just take off Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. But yeah, check that out first Thursday, WTMZ.
You know what else would be really cool is to see a concert on the beach somewhere. That'd
yeah.
be sweet. That'd be really cool.
Yes. I love going to see live bands and stuff. My mom and Steve, they literally go every weekend to see their one friend's band play. And all of the girls that are, like, the groupies, they always send him their new favorite song for him to learn and play when they go and see him.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun, too.
I'll never forget two short stories. My buddy D-Rock, who's playing the Suburb Sound, he used to be lead singer. I think he's still, I'm not really sure. I'm not really. But I went to see them a long time ago, back in probably 06, 07, something like that. And he was playing at the Chameleon, and we were all upstairs. There's two floors. You can either be like front row or up top. And his girlfriend wanted me to come down with her to go at the front, like
right
where
yeah.
he was at. And we always had this thing where I would give him the horns, the rock horns,
mm-hmm.
all the time, every time I'd see him. Because I just love talking bands with him. And I was just a huge fan. I was like, oh my gosh, like, he actually is playing here. This is pretty cool. So we got up to the front where he was. And there's a speaker up on stage in front of him, obviously. He's jamming out on his guitar and shit. And, like, at one point, he puts his foot on the speaker and gives me the horns right in front of my face. And I was like, yes! That was awesome. Also, same place. I was also up top, second floor. And this is the second time I saw him. I've seen him twice. But the first time, it was Red and P.O.D., the first time I saw them, they had Brian Head Welsh come out and play a bunch of riffs from Korn songs. If you don't know who he is the lead guitar player for Korn. If you don't know who Korn is, you're not an American. So, bless you. But that was sweet, because I had just read his book like that the year before, and I was like, holy shit, there he is. And he just, like, the way he moved his hands playing the guitar,
There was, I'm pretty sure they do cover songs. I don't know if they make up their own songs, but they're called Walk Off the Earth. And if you look up Walk Off the Earth, one guitar, there's literally four of them playing one fucking guitar and singing a song. And it is so cool.
Yes, that is
there
cool.
There is another one. One of my exes showed me this video. I can't remember the fucking name of it, but I'm sure if you type up guy playing multiple instruments, there's this guy just walking through the field, and like he has all of his instruments set up. As he's walking, he'll drop one and pick up the next one and just keep playing. It's so cool.
Wow.
It's cool. When people have those guitars that like also have the harmonica and a cymbal and like all this crazy shit all at once,
mm-hmm.
that's also really cool.
There is a special feeling you get, like, you know, sometimes I'll be doing stuff around the house here, and I can't figure out what station to play. And I finally hit on one, and just you get that good feeling. I just feel like I have infinite energy, and I could just, you know, rip around the house and do anything I need to do. And that's where music is awesome. The other awesome aspect of it is we're talking about these concerts, and it's the interaction you get with, you know, it's like, and I think every artist wants their fans to be a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're all there together. It's not like you're here in your house, and they're off somewhere else playing the music for you.
Right.
It's all right there.
Yeah, and that's like what Queen wanted to do with some of their stuff. They wanted the audience to get interactive, and why the drummer came up with the one, we will rock you, and
yeah.
everybody doing that beat and making them part of the fucking band.
This
so
reminds
cool.
me of something I just saw on Facebook yesterday. Apparently, Eric Clapton got so tired of having these rich people in front of him in the front row while he was on stage with blank stares and they're bored because all they did was just buy these expensive seats.
Right.
He gets people that are up in the nosebleed section and gets them down in front there, so you get to see people that are super happy because that feeds his energy.
Yeah.
And he puts on a better show because of it. That is awesome. That is. Just like the picture, there's a picture of a guy at a concert, a rock concert, in a wheelchair, and they're holding him up, and he's just
that's cool.
freaking jamming out. Love it.
Oh,
that's
cool. I do have an interesting story, not a happy one, about a guy in a wheelchair at the last concert that we were at.
Sparkles?
Sparkles, yes. I don't.
Sparkles.
I never already told this story. I don't think I did, but he was, I don't know if it was something to where he wasn't able to speak either or could whatever, but he had two people with him that were helping him out, but he was just pushing his way through the crowd to try and get up front. He was running over people's feet. He was bumping into the back of people, pushing them out of the way just to keep going forward.
I'm
going to
pause you for a second there. Isn't there special seating? If you, like, you're getting tickets, isn't there something you can be like, I'm in a wheelchair?
Possibly, I don't know. That would be nice if that
or
was a thing, but it was like, I'm pretty sure it was just a standing venue up front, and then if you went upstairs, there were seats. So it was only standing up close. But I don't know. Anyways, he was being super rude as fuck, and he ran over my friend's foot. So I stood next to him, and every beat, I was dancing and moving back and forth, and every sway, I would be throwing glitter onto his fucking chair. It was a small little thing, but whatever, that pissed me off. Aside from that, onto just music in general and how it makes you feel. Like, when you were talking about trying to pick something to listen to, that's how I am, because I like listening to music when I'm driving and when I'm cleaning, but when I'm cleaning my house and doing stuff around my house, I like to put a musical movie on. So most of the time I'll go to like the Disney Channel and play musical movies like Frozen and Moana and all the good ones. And that takes me so long to pick which one. But like you said, once you get in it and I'm singing them songs around the house, I like it. It puts me into that world. Like when you're singing
like,
a song, that's all you're thinking about is that
it's
song
kinda like
and how it makes you feel.
You just need some energy. And you're don't go too ugly to in the gutter over here, but you have a cord hanging off you, and you just got to plug it in to the right music, and then it gives you energy.
Yeah.
It just does.
Yeah. I know we already talked that we listen to everything, but I don't care who is playing at all. I just love going to a concert. Just having music around and other people there enjoying the music is just awesome.
Yeah.
It's like going to a movie. Like, if you go to a movie with somebody else, you're both sitting there and enjoying the movie. And it's just how, like, you go to a concert. You're not really talking. You might be singing along together, but you guys are enjoying it together.
Yeah. I remember, like, Kix. They're, like, 60 some years old, and we saw them, me and Jared saw them at Chameleon. They had really tight pants on. The lead singer took the microphone and stuffed it down his pants and was rubbing his freaking whatever with the microphone. That's not something you're going to hear, like, oh, did you hear how he did? No, you can't see it. Like, it's just a random shit, and he was just like, they were just going wild. They had so much energy jumping off the freaking speakers and shit, and they're just like, we're 60, we're rat, we're picks, we're 60 years old, we'll kick your ass. And I was like, that is fucking funny. That is awesome. Like, they definitely sell the experience.
I think one of the coolest kind of interactive concerts that I went to, it was the 4th of July celebration that the Foo Fighters were playing.
Mm.
And it started to rain at one point. First of all, this was the concert where he had his leg broken, so he had a fucking guitar throne that he was sitting and playing on the whole time, which was pretty cool. And at some point it started raining, so they kind of paused the concert for a little bit. And everybody in the stands where we were sitting, we were all just like singing songs together while we waited for them to start up again. It was pretty cool. We even all sang Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen.
That's cool.
In the band. It was so cool. We had everybody banging on the... Oh, it was so cool.
So I also saw... I can't believe I forgot about that till now. Motley Crue and Poison at Hershey.
Really?
And Tommy Lee. How do you talk about concerts and not talk about Tommy Lee in his drum set that goes upside down? Like, it's incredible. And then Nikki Sixx was apparently, like, spitting vodka out on people in the front row.
I don't know if I would like that.
I mean, or maybe it was, like, something red. It was...
Whatever it was, I don't want any part of that.
Well, it was...
It was cool to watch, but I would not want to...
Well, you're not... I don't...
I mean, maybe...
And if anybody's anybody knows anything about Motley Crue, if you don't smell like alcohol when you leave one of their concerts, you did something wrong. Like, those guys are wild.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting wild.
So, I feel like we should just name off a whole bunch of bands that we know and like for everyone to listen, take into consideration to listen to.
I like going with the bands that like nobody knows as well.
Let's go back
because because it's kind of fun for me. Like and this includes like wanting to see them in concert. Anne Berlin. Love Anne Berlin. A N B E R L I N.
Anne Berlin. Yeah, Anne Berlin.
Amberlin and Sayosin.
Okay. I would have to say, if we're going with random ones that people might not know about, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong is an interesting band.
Taproot. Taproot.
I would have to throw out my local natives.
There you go.
I like them a lot.
Hurt. They had some sad hit songs. Hurt, I like them.
There was from WTMZ is Super City. They're an awesome band as well.
Super City, they're not super shitty?
No, they're super city.
That's good. Killswitch Engage. I'd love to see Killswitch Engage. People know who they are.
Is that one band name?
Yep.
Killswitch Engage is the whole thing?
Killswitch Engage, like E-N-G-A-G.
Oh, Killswitch Engage.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Paramore, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Love Paramore.
Oh, hell yeah.
Evanescence.
Definitely.
I mean, there's so many.
Oh, yeah. Audioslave. People know who they are.
Okay.
Audioslave and... Audioslave and Velvet Revolver are super groups. Like, they're a combination of a few bands. Like, Audioslave is a combination between Soundgarden, because it's a lead singer who's passed away recently, but Soundgarden and Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
Stone
Rage
Temple
Against the Garden.
There you go. Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses creates Velvet Revolver.
I definitely like, obviously I mentioned Kesha before, and Lady Gaga. She would be great to see. Eminem.
Oh my god, that'd be so good.
Does Snoop Dogg still do concerts?
He's going to be doing halftime.
Really?
Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, some other people that I don't really
know. Better Be in the Mood.
No. Yes, there's some other people that are in the halftime show that I'm really aware of. The names sound familiar, but I don't know. There are just too many, though. I mean, they're freaking popular, and I, like, I don't...
It's a band?
Yeah.
A group?
Yeah.
Oh, what about the Spice Girls?
Oh, my God.
Oh, who doesn't want the Backstreet Boys, though?
I mean, some of their songs are catchy enough.
Like
you can't help but, like, want to...
I feel like Backstreet's back.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of. They did this cover of Simple Man. Why didn't I mention Lynyrd Skynyrd? Son of a bitch.
Wow.
I watched the documentary on them. I wonder why I didn't say anything. I would have loved to see them, though. That'd be really cool.
You know, I have been to Allgood once, but I would have loved on to, like, actual Woodstock.
Oh, yeah. Or even the new one, like, the recent one that was up in, it's still in New York. It had, like, Limp Bizkit and Korn and, like...
Yeah, I don't know what that's
called.
I mean, there's so many. There's, like, the festivals are a different story. With Allgood and Burning Man and Firefly, and there's so many.
I don't know why. I had to look this up, people. I'm slacking here. My mind's racing. Shinedown. They did a remake of Simple Man, but there's a song they also do called In Memory that's not like a widely known song, and I like that. You overplay some shit on the radio,
yeah.
Like I'm sick
like
of it. Like I hate when people call in on the radio station and request a song they're going to hear in 10 minutes anyway.
Right.
Like they play the same song, then
some
wait 10 minutes
it,
and
right,
they're going to play it again
there.
And then play it again. And this is a shout out to the radio station. Stop doing that shit. Like, play some underground stuff.
Well, no,
not
maybe
well known.
Not to the radio stations because they're not the ones putting in the requests. Maybe.
Well, I think they only have some kind of control of what they can put on there.
I guess.
But, I mean, still, up your game. I don't want to. Be a little more creative. Don't call in. If you want to hear, and I don't know why you'd want to hear Metallica song, but just using them as an example. Don't call in and request Enter Sandman. We've heard that song 1,000 times. They have other songs.
Okay.
I mean, like Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. It's not that well. It's not overplayed.
More well known than the one I just heard you say.
Yeah. So this is the best example right here. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Like, don't call in and request Sweet Home Alabama. It's played in like about 20,000 movies. Like, it's played all the time on the radio. We get it. It's a good song. Not if you overplay it about a billion times, though. Mm. Like Freebird, Tuesday's Gone. Those good songs to request.
Right, and if you want to request Limp Bizkit, don't put on the Nookie.
No, everybody knows that song. Everybody's heard it 1,000 times. Request, if you're going to call in and request a song about Limp Bizkit, request the truth.
Okay.
Because nobody's heard that a whole lot. So.
Alrighty. Well, you heard it here first. All in all, I think we're gonna
drop the mic
on this episode.
We're not gonna drop the mic.
Well, I'm not gonna drop my mic actually, but we are gonna drop the mic.
So we're gonna get prepared for we're gonna do Halloween tonight. It's a week before Halloween. We don't know when we're gonna drop this episode, but it is a week before Halloween. So play it safe, be careful. Drive with your lights on, but not your high beams. Use your turn signals, people. And we'll have to update you on what we did for Halloween, what we dressed up as. We're not going to tell you now.
Well, we can also, like, you know, dress up again next weekend.
Yep.
Bubba's nibbling on my pants. He's
being nice for the time being. Mm. So.
All right,
people.
Well, rock on!
Yes. D-Rock, love you, buddy. Emma, sorry I missed you.
Yeah.
But Sherry got to see you, so we love you still, Emma. Safe travels back to Seattle this weekend. And for all our listeners from P PA or Maryland or wherever you're at.
Someone somewhere
is rocking out.
Is crossing state lines for a concert.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Alrighty.